the chair. Now, the procedure that we will follow is as follows. I will call for nominations and a seconder from the floor. If there's only one nomination, no voting will take place, and the person so nominated will be declared chairperson. If there's more than one nomination, the names of the nominees will be put to a vote by a show of hands. At the end of the vote, the nominee will, with the majority of the votes, will be declared chairperson. Members will only be allowed to vote once. I will now proceed to call for nominations for the position of chairperson of the Portfolio Committee on Trade and Industry. Are there any nominations?
Thank you, Chairperson. Chairperson, my name is Omar Zopo, the whip. I nominate the name of Honorable Member Joan Fass.
Thank you. Is there a seconder for this nomination?
I, Mandisa Machoba, I second the name of Honorable
Pops. Does the nominated member accept the nomination?
Yes, Mr. Secretary Hermans, I do.
Thank you. Ms. Joan Marie Fops has been nominated by Ms. Torpe and seconded by Ms. Mashopo. Are there any further nominations? There's no nominations, so I duly declare that Ms. Joan Marie Fops has been elected as chairperson to the Portfolio Committee on Trade and Industry, and I request that Ms. Fops take the chair.
Good morning, everyone, all the members of the Portfolio Committee of Trade and Industry, and the staff, and this morning presided over the meeting by Mr. Andre Hermans, the Portfolio Committee Secretary. Thank you for undertaking that duty and obligation. Of course, we, for the first time, have two secretaries, and we welcome the additional member here, as well as the rest of the members of the committee, and that is Ms. Hurling sitting at the back, who's the content specialist, Ms. Sekwanda Madalani, who is the researcher and economist that we can rely on. The person sitting next to them is the parliamentary liaison officer, Ms. Saraj Naidu. Now, this is not an opportunity to give any kind of speech, but it gives me the opportunity to address you for 2 or 3 minutes. Now, while I appreciate that this may appear to have been a unanimous election because there were no further nominations, I nevertheless am aware that perhaps if the opportunity had arisen, there could have been anyone else who could have served in this position. But I do welcome the opportunity to serve the people of this country, to serve in this committee, and I hope that all of us will take our responsibilities very seriously and remember that this is a multi-party democracy. There is a ruling party, but we nevertheless have to observe the multi-party democracy, constitutional one, and all the rules, and that does require that we exercise our oversight efficiently, effectively, but very robustly. let us not let things get through and have them challenged in the Constitutional Court later. So I would appeal to all of you as members here, starting on my left with Mr. Floyd Shivamba from the EFF, the Economic Freedom Fighters. Immediately next to him from the DA, Honourable Jordan Hill Lewis. And next to Honourable Jordan Hill Lewis, we then have the, it's Mr. McPherson, I know, it must be the Honourable Dean McPherson. And then we have on my right, we have the whip of the committee, and that is the Honourable Chope. I'm just trying to look, Chope. There we are, just over here. I'd appreciate it if this could be a 9 point and not a 7. Honourable Machopo, Chobu it's got here, but I think it's a P. And then next to you we have any member of parliament is entitled to attend any committee meeting, whether or not they've been deployed there. And the Honourable Sheila Chope Satoli often attends, thank you again. And then we have next to her, we have the Honourable Castle Makale. Makale, I'm sure you're going to pronounce it even better. Okay. And then next to her, we have, I've just got the name right, and that Mandisi, but your surname is Machobu. Thank you very much. And the back there, we have, and those are from the ANC. Then we have also from the ANC, the Honourable Ramatlakana, is it Leonard? Right. We have a former member of Trade and Industry Portfolio Committee who is now whipping appropriations, and that is the Honourable Ndaba Kwabasa. Thank you for joining us. Have I mentioned everyone? Right. The alternate members are the UDM, Honourable Kwankwa from the UDM, and COPE, the Honourable Lakota. We have received two apologies, one from the Honourable Alberts, who is also a from the Freedom Front, and then we have an apology from the Honourable Oriani Ambrosini, who, as you know, is still quite ill, and he's from the IFP. So on that basis then, and the small input that I have made, we would like to take the opportunity to congratulate the Honourable Twaya, who is now acting as Secretary to Parliament following the untimely demise of the Secretary to Parliament, the Honourable Michael Kutsia. And as you know, there will be a short memorial service held in Parliament this afternoon. I would like to thank you for your attendance here. And yes, Honourable Jordan Hill Lewis.
Thank you very much, Chairperson, and congratulations on your election. I just want to inquire as to whether, when we will receive our committee schedule for the coming weeks.
In fact, the Portfolio Committee Secretary was just reminding me that this will be ready this afternoon for tomorrow. They're just finalising Parliament's schedule, and that is when we will undertake our own. So, members, this first parliamentary schedule you get from the committee may change. It's going to be a draft programme because we would like to know what your other clashes are. Some of you may be in other committee meetings at the same time, and we'd like to avoid that in future. So the first one is a draft. Please inform the Portfolio Committee Secretary where the clashes are. Thank you very, very much to all of you, and also to the media who are here, some old-timers among the new ones, and I'd like to adjourn the committee meeting. Thank you.
Good morning.